Tomorrow, January 25th, marks 9 years since Egyptians took to the streets to overthrow a dictator. The Tahrir Square Revolution successfully ousted Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. But since 2011, Egypt has struggled through multiple leaders, a coup, and crackdowns on free speech. Musician Rami Esam and visual artist Ganzir know that better than most. They were two of the most influential artists for protesters 9 years ago in Egypt. Now both of them live in exile, but their work still packs a punch. Rami Esam and Ganzir are teaming up to commemorate the Egyptian Revolution tomorrow in New York City. It will be a night of music, commentary, and visual arts, celebrating the younger generation of Egyptians that led the protests and the ongoing struggles.
Basically, the whole tour is beyond resistance. And then on January 25th is Tahrir and Beyond. And that's a one-day event. That is basically where I'll be involved, going on stage and doing an audiovisual performance, giving a bit of a talk and showing some of the visual art that went into the uprising 9 years ago. Obviously, Rami is the audio component. That's kind of the climax of Rami's tour.
What do you want people who see it to get out of it, Rami?
My main goal was everything I'm trying to do as an artist, especially in a day like that, is really to remind the people that it's not over, because it's getting so hard in Egypt, and maybe I have a better chance being outside Egypt at the moment. And I want to do my best to give this hope to people and to remind everybody that the story didn't end. We're still fighting, even if it's in different form, in different places, in different ways.
I mean, it has been 9 years, as you say, and the Egyptian uprising that began at Tahrir ultimately did not achieve what the protesters wanted, which was true democracy. So as you look back at what's happened since the Tahrir Square protests, how do you both feel?
You know, obviously there's a bit of trauma and depression to deal with, but I think these performances are like an awesome way for us to deal with them our way, because based on like last week's performance alone, just the energy in the bar, it was nuts, you know. And all these people, there was a big Egyptian diaspora presence, and a lot of them were people that I met through different events prior, and I could tell the difference, you know. There was like, I met them before and I could tell that they were depressed, having been here for a while and kind of been away from Egypt and the way things had gone. And last week, it was like relighting the spark all over again. The other thing is, one of the anthems of the Lebanese uprising right now on the front line, someone shared a video with me on Twitter where protesters are kind of facing off with police. And they took with them a bunch of speakers and were playing one of Rami's songs. Not one of the songs from like way back from 2011, but one of the songs he put out while in Sweden, which I think is a testament to like, no, that you could still participate and kind of influence from a distance very powerfully.
So what you're doing sounds like it's helping Egyptian expats anyway. How does music and art help you two reconcile that incomplete revolution?
I'm always taking my music as my therapy and as my first friend. Sometimes I don't find anybody else but this friend with me. And when I was saying I want to share hope with people through my music, I'm helping myself as well. Sometimes I play guitar to myself to lift my spirit up. So it's a big, big reason why I'm still hanging around in this life.
Both of you, Ganzir and Rami, you both live in exile from your native Egypt. If you lived in Egypt, would any of your work be possible? Could you commemorate Tahrir as a multimedia project?
Oh, no way.
Definitely not. Which is why this event is so important. The state of Egypt, the current dictatorship, has kind of controlled the narrative, post-revolution narrative, for a very long time and has poisoned that narrative very much. And there's a lot of anti-revolution propaganda. And by forcing us into exile, they think they have rendered us powerless. But I think having an event like this shows that, you know, even in exile, we're going to keep the spirit going.
So it allows you to flex your artistic and kind of political muscle. But I'm curious why you do this if ultimately it's art that Egyptians in the center of these political problems can't see.
Okay, we are talking about art. And art is like the strongest peaceful weapon we could use against dictatorship. If we are in Egypt or not, like Ganzir mentioned before, we can still release a song and it can make huge impact even in the whole region. I've been experiencing that a lot when I'm in exile. Same thing to Ganzir, when the movement in Egypt just a couple of months ago was trying to rise up again, and he made just like a new artwork for the dictator, and people were using it all over the world. So we know that we can still help for making any kind of change with our art. We learned very well that the change won't happen in one day, and we started something in 2011, and we won't stop. I have lots of things that will keep me doing what I'm doing, either from the early dreams we've been carrying from 2011 or all the friends that are in jail at the moment. They have to know that we're still fighting for them and for the same cause.
Beyond Resistance becomes Beyond Tahrir on January 25th at National Sawdust in Brooklyn. Rami Assam and Ganzir, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having us, dude.
Thank you.